A two-drug combination pill may soon become the first prescription medicine approved specifically for African Americans. The medicine treats heart failure. According to a new study, it can dramatically cut the death rate among black patients. But as NPR's Nikta Prakash reports, some question whether this venture into race-specific medicine is wise.
Heart failure is 2.5 times more common in African Americans than in whites. It causes weakness, shortness of breath, and it kills half of all patients within 5 years. All of which makes the new results particularly promising. Ann Taylor is professor of medicine and cardiology at the University of Minnesota. She's the lead author of the study to be published in this week's New England Journal of Medicine.
The trial results demonstrated a 43% increase in survival in African-American patients treated with this combination, fixed-dose combination of isosorbide dinitrate and hydralazine.
These drugs are old, but they've been combined in a new way to form a pill called Bidyl. The Bidyl study involved more than 1,000 African-American patients. They were all given standard therapy for heart failure. Half were also given Bidyl, the others a placebo. Bidyl proved so effective that the trial was halted early, so all the patients could be given the drug. Bidyl didn't start out as an African-American drug. In the 1980s, it was tested in multiracial groups. Compared to other investigational drugs, it didn't seem to work, so the Food and Drug Administration refused to approve it as a new drug. But Bidyl was resurrected when a group of investigators re-examined the old data with an eye to race, says Georgetown University law professor M. Greg Block.
And sure enough, when they did the reanalysis of the old data, what they found is that the drug worked better for African Americans and that conventional therapy worked less well for African Americans.
A small biotech company based in Massachusetts, Nitromed, acquired the rights to Bidyl. It got a new patent on Bidyl as a drug specifically for African Americans. The patent protects Nitromed's potential profits until 2020. And those profits could be substantial, judging by Michael Loberg's arithmetic. He's Nitromed's chief executive officer.
There are roughly 750,000 African Americans with heart failure. If you assumed you charged the price for typical heart failure therapies, which are in the range of $3 to $4 a day, you would end up with a market of $600-800 million.
It sounds like a win-win for patients and the company, but some are worried. Among them, Georgia Dunstan, the director of molecular genetics at the National Human Genome Center at Howard University.
To continue to use the label racial group in biomedical studies totally disregards overwhelming data that we have now that says there is no scientific basis for grouping based on a concept of race.
Dunstan says that race-based drugs like Bidyl could end up hurting African Americans by perpetuating old myths that racial groups are significantly different from each other. She and others say what's needed now are sophisticated studies that explain why Bidyl helps many who identify themselves as African Americans and who, among other groups, could also benefit. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.